From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida environmental regulators are in the final stages of issuing a new pollution permit for the cooling canals at the Turkey Point nuclear plant in South Miami-Dade. It's the first in more than a decade. As WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, the new permit would allow water from the canals to move beyond the power plant's boundaries, and that is drawing criticism.
When Florida Power and Light first dug the canals in the 1970s, water was never supposed to leak outside the plant. But now it is, and it's driving a saltwater plume that's threatening the Keys' freshwater drinking wells.
The old permit didn't look anything like this. This permit, you know, is it perfect? No, but I think it's a tremendous improvement over the prior permit.
Lee Hefty is chief of Miami-Dade County's Environmental Resources Management Division. His office, along with the state, has ordered FPL to clean up the plume.
The way I look at the permit overall, it didn't preempt our authority. It invokes the state water quality standards, and they did include some additional monitoring.
Environmental groups say regulators have it backwards.
We still don't know whether the plans put in place under those consent orders are working or not.
Rachel Silverstein is director of Miami Waterkeeper. She says to issue a permit now is premature. She says the timing is also a problem.
That's not a lot of time in best case scenario, but of course we're dealing with COVID. And in addition,
she says a Supreme Court decision came out just last month that may also affect the permit, and a judge may have to weigh in. The Everglades Coalition, which represents 60 environmental groups across the state, say they also want to consider asking for an administrative hearing. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
South Florida has lost a tireless historian and preservationist. Arva Moore Parks passed away on Saturday. She helped create the Coral Gables Preservation Program and led a successful campaign to have the city take over and then renovate the abandoned Biltmore Hotel. She later led the Coral Gables Museum during its inception and wrote several books, including a biography of the city's founder, George Merrick. Parks was 81 years old. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.